Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
The men's room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please start everyone? Now, Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Kyle, my man, you understand how this year game is played?
I think so.
Fantastic, because I just explained it. Now, today, you have your choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, license to spill, where you guess the substance that caused the mess.
I think let's go with interior decorating today.
All right, here's your story. This one is short and sweet. We go to Georgia, where 43-year-old Kenneth Gibbs, he was arrested for something, which we don't know, but he is now facing additional charges after he was found with contraband in his anus. Now, he was asked if he was concealing anything before being booked, and Kenneth, of course, said, nah, man. However, a cavity search proved that he was being slightly less than honest when officers digging around up there found contraband hidden in his rectum. The question is, what did Kenneth have concealed inside of the old leather Cheerio? Was it vape canisters? Was it syringes? Was it batteries? Or was it a lighter? So vape canisters, syringes, batteries, or a lighter. Which of these did he have hidden in his rectum?
Oh, I think the syringes kind of scare me.
That would scare me. But I'm sensitive about what makes contact with my rectum. I'm openly.
What did he get arrested for?
That part of the story never made
it.
The only thing in the story. Yeah, when he went through booking, they did the cavity search, and they found something up there.
Kyle, I'm going to go vapor canister.
I'm kind of leaning towards a vape canister also, just because, syringes kind of scares me, and I don't even want to imagine that.
Okay. Too late.
Yeah. Batteries seem kind of boring, and a lighter also kind of scares me. So, I think I'm going to have to go with the vape cartridges.
Kyle, okay. You're very sensitive about what you'd place in your rectum.
I think this guy's been to jail before and knows how hard it is to get a light. So he's got a lighter up there.
Lighter. Okay.
So I don't really want a butt lighter, though.
Myself and
I mean,
Kyle.
Here's the deal. You don't want a butt lighter, but if you're doing time and you somehow have a cigarette,
you can get
you
want to
smoke it.
Right. I'd probably put a...
That's true.
A cup of noodles up there if I thought I couldn't get it in prison. I mean, my God. All right, so Kyle, you're going vape. You're going vape pen?
Correct.
All right. You agree with Miles Montgomery. Both of you said a vape pen. D. Ted Smith, you're going for the lighter.
Lighter.
Are you ready for your big reveal?
Yes.
All right. Let us start with Miles Montgomery and Kyle. You both said the vape canisters. And you are correct.
Oh, really?
But wait.
Ooh.
Ted, you went with?
Lighter.
The lighter. You are correct. Had you guessed syringes, you'd be correct. And if you had guessed batteries, you'd be correct. My man had vape.
Wow.
Just to put it in perspective, two vape canisters, four syringes, one vape cartridge, three batteries, one cigarette lighter, actually 0.64 grams of weed, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Damn.
Other than the partridge in a pear tree, before.
All of that. I just want to repeat, two vape canisters, four syringes, one vape cartridge, three batteries, one cigarette lighter, 0.64 grams of weed.
That's a guy who owns a poop knife.
That guy, yeah.
I mean, now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Kimmel and Fallon.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, they're the title. These guys have talented teams of writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a Ted Smith original?
A survey of tourists say New York is the least friendly state in the country. Though I do have to ask, did those tourists ever consider getting the hell out of the way?
Ugly guys. Myers.
Fallon.
Myers.
According to a new survey of tourists, New York is the least friendly state in the country. Though I do have to ask, did those tourists ever consider getting out of the damn way?
The FDA proposed putting health information on the front of food packaging. Finally, a way to tell the package of mega stuffed Oreos is good for me. Our snacks are about to be like mullets. Business in the front, party in the back.
Colbert. Ted Smith.
Fallon.
The FDA proposed putting nutrition information on the front of food packages. Finally, a way to tell that package of Mega Stuff Oreos is good for me. Yep, our snacks are about to be like mullets. Business in the front and party in the back.
Pepsi is coming out with a new wild cherry and cream flavored, which company describes as having a silky mouthfeel. And that's the first time a can of soda has been asked to report to HR.
Lee Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Myers.
Pepsi has unveiled a new wild cherry and cream flavor, which the company describes as having a, quote, silky mouthfeel. And it's the first time in history a can of soda has been asked to report to HR.
An employee at a Lexus dealership in Texas was fired after they found out about his wife's porn videos. Isn't that just typical? Someone gets fired after the boss gets a raise.
Jesus.
Did that smell?
Seth?
Writers.
Writers.
Nice.
I was proud of that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good. A designer created the world's largest sandal. Next, she's creating the world's largest sock so they can be worn together by the world's largest dad.
Seth? Colbert.
Colbert.
In Nigeria, a designer created the world's largest sandal. Next, she's creating the world's largest sock so they can be worn together by the world's largest dad.
Who lives on the east side?
Yes.
All right, this is kind of an interesting story. David Schwimmer. Everybody knows him from a lot of stuff, mostly Ross.
But mostly is Ross, yes.
So he was telling a story on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And he was saying that after he finished his freshman year of college, he went to work as a process server for his mom, who was a divorce lawyer, right? He said, basically, you pop out of the bushes, you serve divorce papers. One of those people he had to serve was Rod Stewart.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
So this would have been around 1984. So Rob was probably being served, Rod, by his first wife, Elena Stewart, who he married in 79. David Schwimmer says, thank goodness I've never run into him since. I don't know if he knows. I don't think he knows. It's like,
he wouldn't know. But on the flip side, and it sounds stupid, but think of how big of an icon Rod Stewart is, especially at that time. If I'm serving in divorce papers, like, hey, man, I'm sorry about this. You're getting served. Also, can I get your autograph?
I know you're not in the mood, but, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, that's literally the definition of don't kill the messenger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, man, like, You know you're getting divorced.
Some guys have all the luck. That's a rock.
I thought that would get a little laugh track.
I didn't need to.
I liked it, Miles.
Thanks. And you saw him live.
Rod Stewart kicks ass live.
It was unreal. I highly recommend. And happy birthday to him. His birthday was last week.
Oh, really? Yeah. How old is he? Is he 80 something?
Probably.
And still in great shape. You know, I think he's still producing children.
Well, he has plenty of adult children because during his show, like his daughter comes out and does a couple songs or this or that.
Right.
Yeah, he just turned 80.
Damn. Just turned 80.
Yeah. Well, all right. How old's Maggie?
She got real old by now.
Yeah, probably 82.
He just sings it louder.
I
still find it strange that you have to serve divorce papers. Is that just to make sure that the person absolutely knows that their spouse does not want to be with them?
Don't you
think you know that by that point?
I asked somebody about this recently, and they explained, and I don't remember their explanation, but it's like if both parties are in on this, on a divorce, they gave a fairly reasonable explanation. They're like, look, you know, but they're like, the only stories you're going to hear are from the people that might not have known or the people that were trying to avoid it. So
if
you know you're getting divorced and they hand you the papers at work, it's like, this guarantees any third party's witness that you, in fact, have this paperwork.
I can't say to you, hey, I want to get a divorce. You can't go, no.
Right.
To me, that's what that says. No, we both have to agree to this.
That's pretty much what it says, and then you're just running away from it, but there's no way for the court to know, right?
Exactly.
Your mail could have got lost, blah, blah, blah. The court knows damn well this person's just trying to avoid it, but eventually, you got to serve somebody. It's like, all right, then it's like, you have no excuse. The server put it in your hand. You've been served, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's other cases, too, where, like, I don't know, if somebody was to sue, like, the station or whatever, you might just one day get a knock on the door, and it's going to be, like, the sheriff going, you're getting served.
Right.
Like, for instance, I my brother's a principal. It has happened to him before.
Oh, really?
Where he's like, it's terrifying. You know, I mean, look, he doesn't do anything wrong.
And it's never
good
news.
But there's just a sheriff, like, what? And they're like, Mr. Smith, the sheriff's here, and he's like, what the hell?
But it's like somebody suing the
school or that county system, then he has to be served the papers.
Right.
All right.
So you're walking out of dinner. It's 9 o'clock. You go up to him. You go, tonight, you've been served.
Yep, that's it.
I mean, Miles, you're right. When it comes to divorce and stuff like that, that is just people like, it's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly. I've been trying to tell you.
Yeah. My dad actually did it for a while to kind of make extra money, but I was like, man,
did he enjoy it? He strikes you as the kind of guy that probably, at some level, like,
I think he likes kind of the sneaking around and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's so particular. I don't know.
I'm surprised you don't get punched in the face.
That's the issue.
It's like anything else, because obviously you're at a volatile point if you're at that point.
It's like being a repo man, servant. Like,
correct.
They're just the messenger on this, but you're also the person that this angry person is going to interact with.
I'm taking your wife away.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, right. Don't serve the dude she's with now. Or don't have him do the serving.
That would be a power move. I mean, hey, you're getting served. Oh, incidentally, I am next for your wife, just so you know.
All right. So I've talked about before on Vice Network, they have this show, Dark Side of the Ring.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now they have one called Dark Side of the Cage. So I watched this episode the other night on Kimbo Slice. You guys remember Kimbo?
Yeah, I remember Kimbo.
Right.
Kind of hard to forget.
Correct. Right. So it was kind of interesting, like Kimbo Slice, if people don't remember, this is like early 2000s, probably like 08, 09.
Yeah.
So basically, Kimbo Slice, I forget where he grew up. I want to say he grew up in Ohio or something. He had a scholarship to play football. He was always, you know, a giant of a man.
Yeah.
But I can't remember if it's FSU or Miami. Basically, he gets there. There's some terrible storm. He gets kind of injured and ends up losing his scholarship.
Oh, damn.
So now he's just kind of in Florida, right, bouncing around, being a, you know, working doors and this and that, but he's not making a lot of money. Reaches out to a buddy from high school who happens to be in Florida, who is already kind of getting involved and making money in the porn business.
Okay.
I did not realize this. His buddy was the guy that kind of invented a very famous hunting site.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Or a bus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or like I don't know what you're talking about.
The pizza
about,
company.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like Kimbo finally goes to him and is like, hey, man, I need to make some extra money. So he's driving girls around from these shoots, blah, blah, blah. And then they find these underground fights that are starting and they're like, do you want to do it? And Kimbo's like, sure. They put it on the internet and it blows up. Now, it helped that Kimbo Slice just being that big and everything. Like, he looked like just a badass and kind of that dude. Now, you find out over time, Kimba was actually a pretty nice dude, kind of a gentle giant and all this stuff. But he doesn't, you know, he doesn't know. So he's doing all that. And remember, even at this point, the UFC is not quite what the UFC is. But no. I get it. I was in that camp of like, this guy couldn't fight in a real MMA fight, blah, blah, blah. So then he goes up to Boston. They filmed this fight with him and like the quote unquote toughest cop in Boston.
Okay.
And the cop, it was illegal, but put him in a chokehold, like used some jiu-jitsu. So that's what they're still, and the people saw this and went, well, Jesus, like if he just knew a little bit of jiu-jitsu, we could have him fight. So then he gets involved with, Elite XC or these kind of smaller promotions. And at this time, network TV is like, we need something to put on network TV. So they start putting these things on, blah, blah, blah. He blows up. A lot of people aren't happy about it, but he's winning fights. And frankly, people just get in the cage and they're scared. Then he loses that one, and it's like, ah, he's going to be out of MMA. And Dana White, who runs the UFC, had been one of the like biggest, like, ah, this guy's a fake, blah, blah, blah. So then he's like, look, I'll give you a shot, but you got to be on the Ultimate Fighter. Like, you got to work your way up this system.
Yeah, yeah.
And for Kimbo, like, that's a very respectful move. Right? Because, I mean, he could have, and granted, he's training with Boss Rutten, who's a legend. So he's learning good stuff. But to take that step back, he was already making, you know, $60,000-$70,000 on a fight to be like, all right, I'll be on the Ultimate Fighter and stuff. And everybody talks about it. Like, once he gets involved, they're like, man, you just love the dude. Like, you want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
Family man, this and that. Unfortunately, he had this heart condition that I guess Kimbo knew about. But he didn't tell anybody.
Right.
Because basically anybody would have been like, you need to stop fighting.
You can't fight.
Or you're going to die. And he's like, I got to, you know, got to do this for my family, this and that. So that's when you end up having that horrible fight with him and Dada 5000, some other Miami street fighter, where they just looked out of shape and this and that. And it was pretty sad. And he ends up passing away. But I mean, even his son's sitting there talking, and he's like, hey, my dad was pretty honest. Even when he was dying, he's like, oh, I had a good life, this and that. He just, it was a very good look at, like, you're so used to seeing these, like, big tough guys. And it's like, ah, there's a real human in there and a good dude and good on him. And I used to be one of the, it's always easy to look at sports. I mean, acting, I guess, is kind of the same way. But it's always easier with sports to sit on the side and go, ah, he doesn't know. He'd never have a shot. He's just a street fighter. And then that guy said, all right, I'll suck it up. I'll go through your basic, like, mini camp or whatever and learn how to fight. So, pretty good series. Any of those dark side of the whatever, like,
they're good, but you don't ever leave happy.
You don't. I will say, at least with this one, it's sad because he ends up passing away. But those dark side of the rings, man, those wrestlers are in some messed up ass.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, just, those are real dark.
My wife and I watched a few of those, and we're like, yeah, I don't know that we need to see this. They're not bad to revisit every once in a while, but, like, once a week we'd watch one, and I'm like, I'm in a terrible mood. I feel weird, man, you know? Lay off of this.
Yeah. Well, and I know Mike started watching the Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix as well as I have. Like, it's not hard to see how it trickles down.
Right.
Right? It's like, you got to have scumbags running scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff's going to happen. And frankly, I shouldn't just say scumbags. I mean, if people don't get in trouble, I don't care if it's a child or if it's somebody in their 20s, 30s, or 40s. If there's no consequences, people don't stop doing it.
That's exactly it. Right.
It's like we were talking about with Joe Namath, live on TV, telling Susie Colbert, I want to kiss you. He had been blacked out drunk so many times, that line did work, it didn't even dawn on him that he's on national TV. He just is used to being in a bar going, I'm Joe Namath, I want to kiss you. And somebody kisses him.
Guy named Chuck.
Guy named Chuck. Let's see. Obviously, these people are still helping out and trying to do what they can with the fires down in California. Beyonce, she postponed some giant announcement, which is good. Jay Leno's been driving around in his own fire truck.
It does not surprise me that Jay Leno has his own fire truck.
Me neither.
To feed first responders.
It's like an old REO Speedway. It's not a functioning.
Right.
He's using it to feed. But I believe it. He's such a car enthusiast. He probably has an ambulance. Probably has a fire truck. Probably has a cop car.
Yeah. Paris Hilton raised almost $800,000 in just 72 hours.
Damn.
That's pretty good.
All right, Paris.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people chipping in and helping out. I would also say, like, there was a podcast with Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Singer.
Sigler, I
believe. Sigler, yeah. They were talking about, I know this is just how the country is now, right? Like, everybody wants to, if it's not your team, you got to hate the other team and be, you know, and look at misery. But, like, they were saying, like, look, Hollywood's Hollywood, but not everybody there is a rich, famous actor or actresses. You know, like, there's a lot of people that have lost everything they own there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this isn't, like, just save your, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, God's getting them kind of stuff. It's like, these are real people who are going through real situations. I agree with them. Like, not everybody is a Hollywood star that lives in these
Most
places.
Most of them are not. Those are the only people we keep hearing about. But overwhelmingly, it is not rich people. There's a lady the other day, she's like, I work three jobs. I've lost everything. But no one hears about me because so-and-so's house burned down. It's not that you don't feel bad for them, but she's like, they're going to recover much quicker than me.
Right.
And if they do a movie, they're going to get $10 million. I'm still making like right. 18 bucks an hour.
We've also gotten into this thing now where everybody's got to question everything, which I'm not saying it's not wrong to question stuff, but also terrible things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like natural disaster, good stuff, maybe, but also natural disasters happen.
It's almost like remember, it's natural.
Right? Like Southern California doesn't have water, right? They divert it from the Colorado River. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of bad things just happen because they do. You can't predict some of this stuff, what's going to happen or this or that. And it's like, there's nobody to blame. You know, you could go back and go, we could have done, but like right now, just like, we just got to, those people need help.
Right.
Same with what happened in North Carolina was terrible, or the fires in Hawaii. Like, these are horrible things that happen. You know
what
I mean?
We're looking at you, Oklahoma, during tornado season. We're looking at you, Florida, during hurricane season. I mean, like, these things happen. That's why they're called natural freaking disasters.
Right. And unfortunately, the way life is, there's not always an easy answer or somebody to blame.
Right.
No, that's fact.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hart.
All right. And our tonight's headlines are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What? Our top story. We head to the Bay Area, where officers responded to a hit and run. They got a report that a 62-year-old man had rammed another car before taking off from the scene and evaded officers who tried to stop him. They eventually caught up to him and arrested him on various charges, but he wasn't afraid to explain his actions. No, no. You see, he had been driving down the road when he noticed his victim driving with his high beams on. Feeling concerned about the, quote, brightness and potential radiation, he felt the best course of action was to ram the other driver three times before fleeing the scene.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. You're crazy.
Brightness and potential radiation. His explanation as to why he evaded officers was the simple threat that you never know who's impersonating an officer. Regardless of this ironclad defense, he's now facing charges.
I mean, okay.
Not okay.
Wrong. I don't know that you're a cop. Just you have a badge that says you're a cop. I can go on Amazon, buy a badge to say I'm a cop.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean I'm a cop.
But you know what you did.
But I knew that you were a cop.
Right. This is one of those guys that you knew back in school that had you dead to rights, even though they knew you had him dead to rights.
It's the guy that argued with the math teacher. No, you said, what do you think 5 plus 5 equals?
Correct.
I thought it was 11.
Right.
Why am I wrong? Well, you're wrong because you're a dumbass.
Right. Brightness and potential radiation.
Yeah.
That one just...
I mean, he's not wrong. Light is just radiation that we can see.
That it is. And look, I feel like we've all been pissed at somebody who's flashing their brights when they shouldn't be.
Yeah, of course.
How bad of a day are you having you're going to ram somebody?
I don't think he's having a bad day. I think he's just nuts. I think he's just having a day.
That's fair. That's fair.
Radiation from your headlights.
Look out.
I mean... It doesn't happen often, but somebody did it to me the other day, and then, honestly, it was just like a one-lane ring. I just pulled over. I said, all right. And then I watched this person going around a curve past somebody else. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I was never going to go fast enough for that dude.
No, they get wild out there, man.
It was out in the sticks.
In other news, to Michigan, where a stolen vehicle has been returned. Police got a call about a stolen trailblazer that they were tracking the location of as it headed south. They got into contact with their counterparts in the nearest county to the SUV, and they happened to be in the proper area to intercept the car, which pulled over right away when prompted, which is good. Officers got to the window to find their culprit, the owner's 10-year-old son.
Wow.
They also found a 12-gauge shotgun along with a stockpile of ammunition and a small amount of marijuana. Because who doesn't just like to smoke a J and fire off a few shots? They don't know where he was going or why he ended up 100 miles away with a shotgun. He simply told officers that he didn't like it at home. He was held until his parents arrived and the local prosecution office is requesting the young man be petitioned for charges. And we were talking about it off air. This kid, this 10-year-old, drove 100 miles away from home because he didn't like it at home. And so you gave him back to his parents and then... said that he should be petitioned for charges. Like, are we following up? Like, we bringing CPS in here at all? Like,
I think that might be a move.
Maybe check out and see what that home environment is like. Because, like I said, I feel like everybody at least knows somebody or did it themselves, ran away from home, and you don't make it further than the street corner.
Right.
You drove 90 miles.
And only stopped because the cops made you.
Right. Let's.
How are you going to pay for gas, kid?
With the shotgun.
I mean, you have some cash on him?
With
you know shotgun. He doesn't have a credit card. Was he just going to drive the thing to run out of gas? I'm just trying to think.
Hey, man,
if
I need
I'm 10 years old. I've made birthday money. What do you got?
Well, you know what? Not every plan's fully thought out through, though. It just... Can we keep a beat on this guy a little bit?
Yep.
Wild story out of the UK as a group of thieves pulled off an epic heist. Surveillance footage was released as and an investigation is ongoing after a business was busted into the dead of night. A porta potty firm. The thieves snuck onto the property and used their own equipment to steal $10,000 worth of portable toilets, chemicals, gas, and piping. Understandably, authorities and managers of the business were baffled at the heist and are still looking into catching those involved.
Yeah, to think if I'm going to spend that time to steal something, that's probably not it.
Right. And if anybody's stealing, everybody's going to bust into our friends at the Honey Bucket up there by Woodmill. You know, we're heading up there for our lager launch party there.
Correct.
They're right there next door. If anybody busts into that, it's some dumbass kid who's like, hey, let's go break into the Honey Bucket.
That's what I can assume. You have wineries, breweries, and you're going to break into that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no kidding, man. No kidding. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We head for Southern California where another fire truck is headed into the fray, Ted.
All right.
Crews from all over the country and even others along our border have jumped in to lend a helping hand, putting out the devastating fire, and now a local has decided to dispatch his own comedian and former late night host Jay Leno, put his 1941 American LaFrance fire truck out of his garage of classic cars and headed for the front lines. He and a crew unloaded a complimentary lunch of barbecue as well as several package lunches to give to others that couldn't be at the buffet line. He said that he was moved at the camaraderie during the fire, but laments that it took so much to get us there.
Then he tripped out of the truck, fell, and busted his head open.
Oh, no.
Let's keep reading about Jay Leno lately.
He gets bruised up a lot, say, dude.
He's having a hard time keeping up.
He should wear a helmet. Pull it together, Jay. As far as men's room sports, despite setting the tone early in the game with a shorthanded goal, the Kraken found themselves behind 2-1 as they went into the third period against the Penguins. But the team rallied to come up with two goals in less than a minute to take the lead in an empty net goal as time wound down to put the nail in the coffin, beating Pittsburgh 4-2.
How about that, Jens?
Let's go, boys. They've got the night off as they head to Winnipeg to take on the Jets tomorrow evening. As far as what you got tonight, you got College Hoops on the ESPN alternative channels, Big Ten and CBS Sports, hockey on TNT and True TV, and pro basketball over on ESPN. As far as your weather, partly cloudy tonight with some patchy fog and a low of 37. Opens up to tomorrow, where we can expect cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain and a high right around 44. That is it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the Turn Up Big Dummy. And the head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.